We have two items on the agenda that have been previously distributed. But first, we want the treasurer to give us the update on the financial report.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. If you'll turn with me to summary of statements for the quorum court. County General Fund 1,000, $2,431,912.69. County Road Fund 2,000, $4,674,932.94. County Road Sales Tax Fund 3402, $2,629,769.01. Animal Welfare and Control Fund 3404, $1,647,637.53. Criminal Justice Sales Tax Fund 3407, $824,078.56. If you flip them into page number two. Hello. That's hot. There's not a whole lot to see here, but you see the light blue line. As you can see, we kind of started out the year in January higher than last year, and we are comparable to 16 and 18 at this time in February. Can't see a whole lot there until we kind of get down the line a little bit. Flip on to page three. Sales tax for February is $976,832.38. These are the sales from December we were kind of waiting on. This is the highest sales tax month in recorded history in Faulkner County, which I'm going to guess is ever. I believe we're currently at 19% of our projected revenue. And if you flip with me to the next page and see our running total, we are currently 6.78% above revenue this time last year. And down the line, we are 7.97 for this month versus last month, last February. And you can see that we were 5.3 for January. That's a carryover. If you flip on to the last page, the chart just indicates everything we're saying there. Our three-month moving average jumped up, as it always does in February, which has turned our one-year moving average back north there. So everything looks good on the sales tax. So far, everything looks good on all revenues, but as y'all know, it's very early. Mr. Chair, if nobody has any questions about that, I would like to speak about an amendment that I have put before you here on the mini carryovers.
I have one question.
Yes, ma'am.
The percentage, February 7.97, you said that was up from January.
No, that's 7.97 up from last February.
Last February.
Yes, ma'am.
So it's comparable, okay, and the 5.34 is last January.
January's to January's, February's to February's. What I'm doing on those, and you'll see those throughout this year, probably up until September, we're looking to see what percent month-to-month that additional internet sales tax is.
Cool.
And we know that's not 100% of the increase because we've been seeing a 2 and 3% increase as it is, but we know it's a bump above what we're used to.
Thank you.
Okay.
Okay, the next item, which has not been previously distributed, but it is in front of us now, and we might want to give a consideration to passing this to the full court so it can act Tuesday. Next Tuesday. Mr. Sampson.
Okay. This is an amendment that we do every year. This is taking our estimated carryovers that we put together for the budget, which is usually done end of October. And as I've told y'all many times before, that's merely a guess, and we try to get as close as we possibly can. At the end of the year, we know the balance as of 12/31. We take what we call period 13 expenditures, which are expenditures against last year's budget, and we come up with a carryover number. These are real numbers. These are actual numbers that we can work with from this point forward. A couple things that I want to take note of is in County General, we had projected a carryover of $2.2 million. The actual carryover was $2.82 million. So we're about $620,000 better, which is awesome. It's great. When we went into the end of last year, when we were doing the budgeting in October and November, revenues were not looking great, and we were scared of some expenditures. Revenues finally came in at the end of the year. Expenditures weren't as much as we thought, so we missed it, but on the good side. Employee health insurance, 1002, is not to that way. We projected $625,000 carryover. We actually carried over $412,000. So we are about $212,000 in the negative there. So of that 620 that we're over in County General, we're going to need to appropriate roughly $215,000 of that into health in order to cover our health expenditures. So I just want to make you all aware of those two things. Are there any questions about the carryover numbers?
Mr. Sampson, the first column of numbers are the account numbers.
The first columns you see there are 12/31/19 balances?
No. Oh. The number that says 1,000 and then...
Yes, those are fund numbers. That's a fund number with a description of what that fund is dashed behind it there.
Okay, now what are the captions on each of the three columns?
The first heading there is 12/31/19 balance. That's the balance as we rolled over last year into new year, okay? That's the actual... Are they not on yours?
No.
I'm sorry. We cut something off there when we made that appropriation.
I copied them, so for some reason it didn't pull in, but I will correct it.
The next column there is period 13 expenses. It should be negative numbers.
The 176 is expenses.
176, 359, 28. And now, and what period 13 is, as some of you, most of you know, as the budget, as the year closes, and we still have expenditures from the previous year's budget, departments can still spend those in January and February and write them against last year's budget. The money still comes out just as normal, but as far as going against the budget, it goes against last year's budget. So we take the expenses away from the 12/31 balances to get a 2020 carryover, amended carryover should be that last heading. 2020 amended carryover. Can we get that?
I'll update it.
Okay,
thank you. I don't know what happened. Okay. Where's the 620 coming in at?
You don't see what I estimated. Okay. You can go into your blue book and see what the estimated carryover is. Okay. I didn't put that on there because I didn't want to be any more confusing than it had to be.
Okay.
But that's not anything that really needs to. We're just amending. What's going to do is that carryover number that's in your blue book right now, which if you flip it open and see County General carryover at $2.2 million, you'll scratch that out and write in 2.823377.
So the 620 were better off in County General.
Correct.
The 215,000 for health care, is that for this year? So
what happened? It was the carryover number. So we projected $625,000 to carry over. We spent more than anticipated last year, and so we carried over 412. It was just a miscalculation on my end.
Okay.
Further comments or questions? Well, I need a motion then to advance this to the full court for its consideration after column headings are added.
Motion made.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Goes to the full court next week. The next is the ordinance about for us to consider about the election commission salaries. So, Margaret, are you going to speak to this?
I certainly can. The election commission had been, was it in the 70s that they were approved to be paid the $50 per meeting? We get reimbursed $100 for 10 meetings during the primary, and all other counties are paying $100 per meeting, so I'm just asking that we bring our election commission up to be paid what we get reimbursed for them in the primary and what other counties are paying their election commission.
This is just doubling what we're currently paying.
But we get reimbursed $100?
We get reimbursed $3,000 for the primary for three election commissioners at $100 a meeting.
Okay.
Now, we don't get reimbursed for the general. The county carries the general by itself.
Do you have any idea what that's going to run a year, just off the top of your head, for just the county?
For the election or for reimbursement of the...
Reimbursement of the county. Not the election. I'm guessing that I did not ask that very well.
Just ask it again. Let me make sure I'm on the same.
So we get reimbursed $3,000, right, for three commissioners, $100 a piece,
right,
for 10 meetings during the primary.
During the primary, correct.
So the general election.
We don't get any reimbursements for anybody. And they will not probably have 10 meetings in general, but they will have 5 to 6.
Okay. I misunderstood you the first time. So that was a poor way to ask that. I apologize. So thank you. I got it now.
And just to verify, we budgeted the $50 per meeting. How much was that total?
Well, it's budgeted in with the part-time money, so...
I think
we budget about $6,000.
Where in the budget is that?
Under part time.
We
pay them out of part time out of election commission.
Okay.
I have a question. You said you expect 5 to 6 meetings during
the
general.
In the general, yes.
How many meetings did they have in the primary? Did you say they had 10, or did I?
They generally have 10, yes, because we know we're getting reimbursed for those.
Okay.
And some of them could have been last year because, you know, we started back in October getting prepared for the primary.
So will this incur more expenses in the general election than is currently budgeted for?
It should not.
Will it be more than last year?
Yes.
How much?
Well, last year we didn't have an election, so.
Last election cycle.
Yes, because they were paid at $50. Meeting, and so we didn't get reimbursed the $3,000.
5 or 6 meetings, just you're talking like $500 or something like that, or more.
Yeah.
Margaret, I have some difficulty with Section 4. The ordinance is retroactively paying for the March 2020 elections.
Okay. Well, if I don't pay them that, you're not going to get reimbursed for what you don't pay them. And the county gets reimbursed at $100 per meeting per election commissioner.
Up to $100?
They get reimbursed $100 a piece for up to 10 meetings, which is 3 election commissioners.
Mm-hmm.
So it'd be $3,000.
Up to $100, though.
Right.
To
we're not going to get extra money if we only pay them $50 a meeting.
Right. You don't get extra.
Right. So, okay.
And they did have 10 meetings, so we spent $3,000. State's going to give us
$3,000. I haven't paid them this yet. So.
So right now we're looking at spending $1,500.
Right.
Which we'll get reimbursed for.
And we'll get reimbursed $1,500.
Right.
Or we could pay them $3,000 and get reimbursed $3,000.
$3,000.
Well, I'll jump out there and forward this to make a motion to forward this to full court because I appreciate what the election commission does for us for such little pay.
I'm inclined to second. I just want to make sure the chairman has expressed his concerns fully about retroactively paying.
Where we are, the Section 4 says that we're retroactively going to pay the election commissioners $100 for their activities in March.
Right. It's not going to go back into last year, but it'll cover what happened in the end of February through the 2-week period of early voting.
Councilor, do you see any issue with it?
So, Justice Pickett brings up a good point. However, what gives us a little bit of leeway here is that we have not paid the Election Commission for March yet. So, to Margaret's point, if this ordinance were to pass, essentially we're not going back and redoing payroll. It would just establish payroll for the month of March.
Okay, so the motion has been made and seconded. Are there any further discussions? All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion is advanced to the full court for its consideration. The next and last thing on the agenda for the Budget and Finance Committee is the proposed ordinance sponsored by Justice Kendry. And I'll turn the floor over to Justice Kendry.
Okay. Thank you, Justice Pickett. Counselor, do you want to go ahead and read the ordinance for everybody here?
We can if you'd like.
And then we can discuss.
I'm looking at the light. This is proposed ordinance sponsored by Justice Kendrick, being enacted by the Forum Court in the County of Faulkner, State of Arkansas, an ordinance to be entitled, an ordinance calling for a question to be placed on the ballot during the general election in Faulkner County, Arkansas, on the question of the apportionment of the 0.5% sales and use tax within Faulkner County. Whereas the citizens of Faulkner County previously approved the 0.5% sales and use tax to be divided equally between the Faulkner County Road Department and for criminal justice purposes, and whereas the needs of Faulkner County have changed since the implementation of the sales and use tax, now therefore be it ordained by the Quorum Court of Faulkner County, Arkansas, Section 1, Faulkner County shall continue to charge a 0.5% tax on the gross receipts from the sale at retail within the county of all items which are subject to the Arkansas Gross Receipts Act of 1941 as amended, and continue its imposition of an excise or use tax on the storage, use, distribution, or other consumption within the county of tangible personal property subject to the Arkansas Compensating Tax Act of 1949 as amended at a rate of 0.5% of the sales price of the property, or in the case of leases or rentals, of the lease or rental price, collectively the sales and use tax. Section 2. The sales and use tax shall be levied and collected only on the first $2,500 of gross receipts, gross proceeds, or sales price from each single transaction. Section 3. After the charge, currently 3%, is deducted by the state treasurer for the services of the state of Arkansas in collecting and distributing the collections of the sales and use tax, the remaining collections of the sales and use tax, the net collections, shall be distributed to the county and the municipalities therein that do not levy a sales and use tax based on population as described in the authorizing legislation. Provided, however, that if the county subsequently levies an additional sales and use tax, the net collection shall be distributed to the county and all municipalities therein based on population described in the authorizing legislation. Section 4, net collections of the sales and use tax to be received by the municipalities in the county shall be used by the municipalities to assist in funding the general operations and other purposes of their respective governments. Each such municipality shall make the determination as to how its share of the net collections shall be expended from time to time. Section 5, Faulkner County's share of the net collection of the sale and use tax shall be distributed as follows: 20% for the Faulkner County Road Department and 80% for criminal justice purposes. Section 6, the term criminal justice shall be broadly defined and shall include, particularly without limitation, one or any combination of the following: law enforcement and the apprehension, prosecution, probation, rehabilitation, or detention of any criminals, accused defendants, suspects, or juvenile detainees. Section 7, this ordinance shall not take effect until an election is held on the question of reallocating the sales and use tax, at which a majority of the electors voting on the question shall have approved reallocation of the levy of the sales and use tax. Section 8, all laws and part of laws in conflict with this ordinance are hereby repealed. Section 9, if any part of this ordinance is held invalid, such invalidity shall not affect in any other portion of this ordinance.
Thank you, Counselor. Is there any changes other than the percentages that we need to be aware of compared to the existing ordinance and so on the books?
No, this is almost verbatim from the previous ordinance. Obviously, the big issue that's changed is the allocation from half to 80-20, and then just some other issues that make this as enforceable as possible if it's approved.
Okay, thank you. The reason I wanted to bring this ordinance tonight before budget and finance, and I appreciate you letting me do that, is as I continue to look at the needs of public safety here in Faulkner County, and I believe this is one of the only options that we have to address some of those needs by trying to better use some of the existing tax money that we're collecting. This is not a tax increase. It's just asking to move the percent from 50-50 to 80-20. It's a 20-year-old, it's at least 20-year-old sales tax. And in that time, I think our needs in Faulkner County have changed. We've done a good job of focusing on our roads, and I think that's been highlighted by some of the things that we've done here. There's only 30 miles left of gravel in the county. We're able to do things that no other county in Arkansas is able to do. We spend money partnering with the cities, and that's because of the excess of funds that we have in the county roads. But what I look at, and I've heard it before I was on the court and as a member of the court, I see the needs of the sheriff, and he's brought them to us, and he's brought them to previous courts. We're looking at short-term jail expansions. We're looking at a long-term jail solution. We're also looking at needing additional patrol deputies because his current staff are losing their paid time off because he's got to meet minimum staffing levels. And as those needs have changed, I don't think we've kept up with our public safety needs over that time. And I think this is one way that we can move forward and discuss looking at those needs. I think it will allow us to get the sheriff additional deputies. I think it will allow us to start saving for a long-term jail solution. And I wanted to bring it before the court as a starting point for discussion and see what y'all thought.
Questions from the committee members or comments from the committee members?
Justice Pickett, my comments are I really do favor this ordinance. I'm not sure about the 80-20, but what I like about it is there's no new taxes. The voters decide. It meets our needs, and it can all be done without detrimental damage to our roads. And I think something else we need to point out, too, is that there's a new road sales tax that we're getting from the state. Do we know, is there not? What is that?
I don't think that's a new road sales tax. I think that is the sunset clause or provision has set on a former statewide sales tax, and so that has to come up for extension, thank you. And so it is essentially extending an already existing tax.
Okay.
There is also, just to piggyback on that point there, the gas taxes was raised, which the raising gas taxes should bring in additional revenue as well. Like last year in 2019, just looking over some of the numbers, roads had dedicated money coming in from state aid, federal aid, property taxes, investment income. And it was roughly around $7.8 million just from those dedicated sources. I would imagine we should see some increases from the gas taxes raised in that.
Very small.
Yeah. Go from there. But the 80-20 split, looking at the needs, being able to save long-term for a long-term jail solution and meet the needs of the sheriff with some additional patrol deputies, the 80-20 based on 2019 numbers, of the sales tax, it'd bring in additional roughly around $2.8 million for public safety. I think that would allow us, especially if the sheriff, we had a meeting on the COPS grant, if he was able to get that, I think we could hire additional patrol deputies and then, you know, put back a substantial amount for a long-term jail solution.
Mr. Chairman, if I may.
Sure.
I have no reason to doubt that there's a need for a greater amount of appropriations for criminal justice in Faulkner County. I'm curious as to why you chose the 80-20 number for your ordinance and what has informed your decision or your thinking that our needs have changed and that we don't need the money or as much money as we are currently spending for roads and infrastructure in the county. Have you spoken with the county roads department? Have you spoken with anybody on the infrastructure committee or citizens in rural Faulkner County that this would impact more so than urban folks here in Conway? I hear what you're saying about the needs for criminal justice, and I don't deny that, but this is a huge amount of money that will not go into infrastructure projects in the county. And so I'm curious why you don't think we need that.
Well, the $2.8 million, like I said, it allows us to put back a substantial amount. It would also allow us to hire patrol deputies. I mean, there's a couple options. You could even shift spending out of county general more so to the dedicated sales tax fund as far as that. Looking at some of the numbers, I mean, we've only got 30 miles left of gravel roads left in the county. I mean, that's from the state of the county report that the judge gave. We're not going to have to pave all these roads that we've been paving the last years to get them up to where we think they need to be. So that's one reason you're going to be going into maintaining, doing that. So, and as far as that, like last year, the ending balance in the road fund was $4.5 million. Just looking at the financial report, just for that fund, it's $4.5 million we didn't spend. Roads have continual carryover. I don't have an average of the carryover, but it's always pretty substantial. So if we've got continual carryover that we're not spending, that tells me that this money could be better used to meet our public safety needs. And I think it's pretty apparent that we have some substantial public safety needs. We've held special meetings over it. We've had jail audit reports noting some of these things. I think it's pretty blatant and clear. I think that debate's come and gone, and we've had it. It's just, how do we do that and address it? And this is one way that I think we do it without raising taxes. We've got existing tax money here,
sure,
and we can shift it.
I can appreciate the need for criminal justice, and I've already explained that, but my focus is on the need for infrastructure in the county. And, you know, before I'm willing to support anything this drastic, I would need pretty compelling evidence that the amount of money that we're going to be taking away from infrastructure in Fulton County is not going to be detrimental to our long-term economic success. I mean, you're talking about, you know, $4 or $5 million a year, and we may have carryover in 1 year, but a lot of times that carryover is saved up for larger projects. And I think if you ask the folks, you know, for example, living in Worcester that now have a new beautiful overpass that allows them easy access to get into and out of town, or any of these other larger projects, the folks that are on those nicer paved roads, which more paved roads means higher levels of maintenance, and it sounds like you haven't even talked to anybody at the roads department as to what kind of costs they're anticipating for the next few years. So I would just hope to see more information about the needs for our infrastructure in the future and the impact that this would have.
What costs are they anticipating?
I don't know, and it doesn't sound like Justice Kendrick does either. And so that's the point I'm trying to make, is that this is a pretty monumental decision that you're putting before us, and it would have a pretty, you know, to say that it can be done without any detriment or damage to our roads, what evidence or proof is there to support that? And I'm not opposed to the idea. I just would like some more information about that.
Right, sure. I can appreciate always gathering more information, but I guess I'm not viewing this quite as you are. I guess I'm not looking at this as robbing Peter to pay Paul. Our roads are very important, and infrastructure is very important. Our criminal justice needs are also very important, and they're great. And clearly, I think at the moment right now, the state that the roads are in, looking at those, and the state where public safety is in, I think it's clear that it needs more resources, and this is one way to do that. As far as your concerns, feel free to research any of that. I mean, I haven't seen any concerns saying that that's going to happen, so they're unsubstantiated. Not that they're not valid, but I don't have that data in front of me. I mean, I can't speak to all of it, but that's fine. Feel free to dig and inform the court of those things.
I absolutely will, but as the sponsor of this ordinance, I just thought I would ask what homework you have done before you propose it to the court. So thank you very much for that.
Have you considered, I guess, those informal terms of sunset for this particular ordinance?
I mean, that's always a possibility. That's what, if anybody, you know, if Tyler has concerns about the amount or if sunset, this ordinance can always be amended. This is the idea. It's the starting point that I wanted to bring forward to the court. I mean, everything in here is negotiable and can be changed. To me, if we're looking at sustainable long-term funding of jail solutions, you're going to have dedicated money to do those things. So sunsetting it and changing the amounts, got to look at.
Is there a specific target, like dollar amount you're trying to accomplish when it comes to additional monies that the Sheriff's Department would receive from this tax?
The one thing I was really looking at with the 80-20 number is being able to put back $2 million a year for
then
a long-term jail solution.
If they get the grant, then in what, 3 years, that's 3.8 to cover the, was it six deputies we talked about? Was that correct, roughly?
That's correct.
It was around $400,000, I think, to fully cover it, if I remember correctly.
So you're talking Every bit of 2.4.
So the money would, yeah. And they're also going to need vehicles and equipment. So.
Okay.
Personally, I feel like this is a worthy ordinance to send to full court for discussion. Because, like, again, what I said, I like the idea of, there not being any, no new tax. And, you know, when it comes to roads versus safety, that there's not a balance there now with the growth of our county, in my opinion. And so, you know, I think we do with this ordinance, it may not be the 80-20 that you would like, Justice Kendrick, but I think that we could do something that we could put on the ballot for the voters to vote on and let them decide how important public safety is to them and how important the roads are to them. And it's not our decision. You know, I think, and I do like the sunset idea. Whoever brought that up, was that?
That was me.
Yeah, I do like
that.
So.
After, I'm sorry, you know.
I'm done.
Tyler, after hearing Chris, you went to kind of his target number. I mean, do you have thoughts, disagreements, anything on that?
The target number about what?
Well, essentially, you know, wanting to put $2 million back for new jail, mm-hmm. and that leaves you basically another 100,000 to cover new deputies in 3 years if the grant is awarded and whatnot. You know what we talked about in the last meeting, and that's going to be roughly $400,000. So we're looking at $2.8 million, 200 of that to save for new jail. So now that we kind of have some more concrete numbers that have been thrown out there, I don't know if you have any type of discomfort or whatnot.
Well, no, I think that's a good point, though, is not only, you know, what impact will this have on the infrastructure for Fulton County, but also, you know, how would this money be allocated if it was increased for criminal justice purposes? Where are the needs the greatest, and is 80% an appropriate amount, you know, for that? You know, I'm happy to research the issue, but like I said, this isn't my ordinance. This isn't my idea. It's not to full court yet. Just bring it up before the committee, and I think there are a lot of questions that I'm not alone in wondering about with the ordinance. So I appreciate you bringing it forward. I think it's a good discussion to have. But I don't know the answer to all these questions. But I think that's a good question, Justice Case, is how will the money be used for criminal justice purposes as well? And do they need that much? And what will we do with it?
Is this number based off conversations with the sheriff, or is it just kind of...
This is what I've looked at based off past presentations. I mean, for the jail pod expansion, it was $3.1 million with roughly $400,000 of O&M. The permanent jail expansion, as it was listed on there, was about $23 million. So, you know, $2 million over 5 years, that's $10 million. That's almost half. You're to the point if a long-term jail solution was still needed at that point, in 5 years you could start building. So that's really what it's
been. Can you say those numbers one more time? The jail's projected $22 million, right?
$23 million, I believe.
$23 million, so 5 years you got enough to start.
Pretty close. Yeah, I mean, if you did a $20 million facility, then
you got to have half, right? Start.
Okay. Another question. Do you anticipate bringing this before infrastructure or courts and public safety committees as well?
No, I wanted to start here. I'd really like to see it go before the full court to get everybody to weigh in on it. I mean, I'm a member of infrastructure as well. Courts and public safety, I think we've beaten this dead horse to death on the need for it. We held special meetings last year about the jail and the need for it, so... I think it's pretty apparent that there is a public safety need there, so I would advocate for sending it to the full court for discussion, research, and debate.
Well, I can't help but think it might make a little bit of sense if it does make this committee to consider sending it to the infrastructure committee because of the substantial impact, negative impact, that it will have on the infrastructure in the county.
I don't think anything's proven that it's negative impact, so that is pure speculation in that statement, but I still appreciate your concerns.
Ms. Daughter, what's our deadlines for getting something on a ballot?
You would have to have all your stuff to me. I believe it's the third week in August. I'm hoping exactly to that date. I believe I gave you August the 20th. Is that what I told you?
You told me everything would need to be approved around the third week in August. So there would just...
That Behind this, there's another document y'all would have to approve. I believe it's a resolution or something behind this with all the wording that actually goes on the ballot. And it has to be done in a pretty timely timeline behind approving this. So, and you can't do it too soon either.
What do you mean?
Statute says within 120 days.
Okay, thank you. Of election day, right? Not of August.
Yes.
The reallocation from 20, from 50-50 to 80-20 is about $1 million for each tenth of a percent, especially if we include the growth in the sales tax collections per year, and we've just seen some growth in February. So we're talking generally about $1 million per tenth of a percent change. The jail was estimated to cost, the jail addition was estimated to cost about $23 million last year. And jail construction costs go up somewhere between 1.5% and 1.8% per year. So we're talking about a jail addition costing somewhere around $25 million. And we'll have to save up, quote, not spend, something that we can borrow a maximum of $5 million on a short-term loan and have a way to pay it back. Now, let's talk for a minute about infrastructure expenditures. There is a proposal by the Arkansas Highway Department to build a new highway between Bologna and Greenbrier. Now, the highway department is unclear as to whether they're going to make it a two-lane highway, a three-lane highway, or a three-lane highway with wide shoulders or something. But when the highway, that is in the planning stages at the Highway Commission, and when that is decided, the county is going to have to come up with 25% of the cost. Now, one of the reasons that the road department keeps a large unspent balance is anticipating that the highway department is going to ask us to come up with 25% of whatever. The county road department has been rebuilding county bridges. There's not a year go by that we don't build one or two of them. And bridges aren't cheap. So all that'll have to come to a halt if we make this reallocation vote, if we move that reallocation vote, and it will involve some layoffs in the road department. Because if you don't have funds to rebuild, you don't need employees on the staff. So the question right now is, do we hope we have there's some people from the public that want to talk or want to speak. The question is, in the end today, do we want to hold it in committee for further consideration and more evidence, or do we want to move it to the full committee? Excuse me, to the full court. So, given that, we have one person that would like to speak.
Justice Pickett, before we go to the audience, may I just say something to a couple points that you put out there?
No.
Thank you for allowing that, Justice.
Well, first off, I think it's very irresponsible that we haven't even talked to the road department about it or have not consulted them about this deal. Fossil Road is the end of the road project. I don't know where you're coming from. You've got...
Those were the judge's words. Not mine, Mr. Tom.
I've got a thousand... We've got 1,000 miles of roads in this county that have to be kept up, maintained from now on, somehow. Now, first, I want to be perfectly clear. I am not against the sheriff's office. They have wore Brown Road and Stanley Road out over several administrations to one address on Stanley Road, and Matt Rice can confirm that. They have done their job in this county as far as going to get them, haul them in. The biggest problem is the criminal justice system don't work. They're out by the time they get them in here before they get the paperwork done. The bridges, we have a bridge that is in the planning stages in Cypress Valley on Stanley Road. It's been mentioned here in the infrastructure committee. It is right now is 5 tiles that are 4 to 5 foot tall. And it backs water up and covers up nearly 30 acres of one man's field several times a year. It backs all the way up to Center Point School Road and Brown Road, and I don't know if you know how high a stop sign is, but the water a couple of weeks ago was about 4 inches below the bottom of that stop sign. It is every year, several times a year occurrence. The bridge that they're trying to put in, we're partnering with the Corps, will significantly help it. It won't stop it because it's the lay of the land where we live. But it will keep roads from being flooded and putting all the citizens down there that live down there in danger. And there's times they can't get out. And it's not just those two areas. Fences get washed across the road numerous times by several different farms. And it will help the community in a big way. I can't believe that the 80%, we just well shut the road department down, let's see like. Maybe you're shooting high like for American Pickers or something, shoot high and hope you get part of it. You know, I don't know what the deal is with that, but I think it would be very irresponsible for this committee to just send this straight to the full court without a lot more research between public safety and infrastructure, and at least talking to the road foreman in the county road department. I could talk on forever and ever, but I'll stop with that.
Well, let's not forget, though, the road department's still bringing in about $7.8 million aside from the county road sales
tax. I'm not saying that. I'm saying you need to talk to them about what you don't have a clue what it will do to their day-to-day operations.
Now, I did call today to try to talk to somebody, okay? He wasn't there. And I called the cell phone, he didn't answer. He's out of town. So it's not like I didn't try.
I would try again.
You want me to call him right back after I just called him?
I call him every day until I got over.
Okay, well, I called him today. I'll call him tomorrow. I'm just saying, I called to try to talk to him. Nobody's disagreeing that the roads are important, but we're acting like if we reallocate this sales tax and you got to shut the department down and fire everybody. That's not the truth. You still have $7.8 million coming in. There's still money there.
Y'all need to get your numbers together.
Wait. Mayor Scoggins, you have the floor.
Well, Mr. Chairman, thank you for allowing me to speak to the group. And there's no doubt that we all respect law enforcement. We know what goes on out here in the county and what they deal with every day. I was made aware of this Friday and had numerous calls from all the mayors in the county. And the road department and roads are a never-ending maintenance expense. Asphalt right now is costing anywhere between $54 to $74 a ton. You multiply that out, you're looking at about $60,000 to $70,000 per mile. Depending on what the oil market does, if it goes up over $100 a barrel during my time, asphalt was about $125,000 a mile. The road department does great work helping all the cities with technical experience and stuff on our projects. They partner with us where they can. They send equipment out to help us where they can. My city, I've got a one-person road department. If it hadn't been for the Faulkner County Road Department, I wouldn't have a road program. You know, answering to the bridges, I think it was in the early 70s when Governor Bumpers was in, all the bridges across the state were wooden bridges. So the state had a program to help counties put in concrete bridges. A lot of those concrete structures have aged, been used. What we're going through in Bologna right now, we've replaced 5 bridges in the past 2 years. We're replacing 2 right now. We're having to go through the grant process to do that. An average bridge that the judge built, one of them that he built out in our part of the world, Richie Lane, I guess he brought that up to you in some of his reports, needed to be done during my time, couldn't be done. I think it was about $1.5 million project at the time it was done. A great project. So bridges are failing all the time. When you pave a road with what I call asphalt paving, the maintenance costs go up. Those roads will last about 8 to 10 years, depending on the amount of travel on them. So there's a lot of issues here for you to consider. I can tell you that the mayors are very concerned about it because it's a big deal. Infrastructure is a big deal. I could sit here on that and tell you about the projects that have been done across the county. Highway 25 project, a lot of the airport projects during my time helping with a lot of the airport, the ongoing project that Chairman Pickett mentioned earlier about the connections between 64 and 65, Mayflower, the new Mayflower interchange and railroad overpass is going to be a big project. So infrastructure never goes away. It's always there. I'm having to deal with it right now, whether it's roads or sewer or water, and it's part of life. It's how we get back and forth between our communities and how we travel. I can remember the time in my farm at Bologna when Gerald Ward was the county judge many years back that we had to take a bulldozer to get tractor trailer rigs into our farm to load cattle. And my dad called Gerald up and said, if you just bring us some shale, I'll walk it in. And he did. And of course now that road's up and running, paved, and it's a good road. So infrastructure improvements and the road tax have been a big part of the growth of this county. When I came in, I went with Judge Carter for several months. Judge Carter took me some areas up in the northern part of the county where land had not moved or anything been done with it for 80 to 100 years. You drive out through there now, $500,000, $600,000, $700,000 homes, farms, ground that's been cleaned up and being used. So I know you've got some tough decisions. Law enforcement needs help. I don't think this is the way to do it. So I implore you not to look at this. I implore you to look at other options. And the mayors and I, the other mayors, we will work with you and help you any way we can. But there is a lot of concerns about this out there. Mr. Chairman, I've been brief. Thank you for your time, committee members.
Thank you, Mayor. Are there any other comments about... There's a feeble hand in the
it's
corner.
Feeble, yes. I would also like to bring up a comment as well to be considered. When we have disasters in our county, and some of you may know this and some of you may not, the 2014 tornado, we had a 28-mile path of debris through our county. If it wasn't for our road department, the people would be dealing with that debris. When Blair Bridge fell during the flood, if it wasn't for the road department being able to have the funds to fix that, it would still be in the creek. So when we have floods, 750,000 sandbags last year that went out to residents to protect their homes, the road department pays for that. So that would suffer as well. I just wanted to bring that to you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Can I
talk
a little more?
Yes, sir. Yes.
North Little Rock just built a new justice building. It cost them either $30 or $33 million. They needed that. Their places were all scattered out all over North Little Rock. They needed it, but they had to pass a sales tax to get it. As far as way back when, I've told y'all before, when Jesse Carter was judge, the patriarchs in our community would go around once or twice a year and collect money from each family that lived down at where we live so we could get a little gravel on the road. And that's the only way we got gravel. Me and several other farmers have dissed our road. I don't know if y'all know much about building a road, but in order to dry out a road, one way to do it is you have to open it up, turn it over, and dry out. We have actually dished those roads with our tractor and blared them back down because the county didn't have two road graders and they couldn't get to all the roads and dished it over for us to get in and out. So they've come a long way, and the roads are pretty good shape now. They're not all that good shape in my community, and I will take any of you that wants to go with me. I'll come get you with a barn life fuel, we'll drive our vehicle, and I'll take you to dinner at Sawbuck. I can show you what needs to be done to a lot of these roads in this county. But they're in the shape they're in, which is decent, because of the road tax. And that tax was sold out in the community by people, by members of the Corn Court at that time, Sonny Harris, Lonnie Williams, John Wayne Carter was in on it, a lot of community people was. And it didn't have to be sold that they needed the tax. It had to be sold that you wouldn't take the money that was appropriated for that road, for the road use, and divvy it up for all of different things. That was what passed that tax. Right?
Justice.
Mr. Chairman, may I ask a question or two? I just visited with the mayor from Bologna, and his concern is that there is going to be a cut in the funding that goes to the cities from the receipts from the sales tax, sales and use tax. I think currently, and Councilor, you may have to correct me on this, currently the county reimburses the cities, municipalities, and towns 50% of the amount collected from sales and use tax. Is that correct?
The truth is, I don't know off the top of my head.
I've got it in my book. I do know.
You might be exactly correct. The county
receives, whether it's a 0.5% or 0.25% or 0.8% or 1%, by state statute, the county reimburses the municipalities that pay into those county taxes 50% of the money they pay into the county taxes. Is that correct, Scott?
That's not correct on the sales tax. You're correct on the ad valorem, not on the sales tax.
And this is road tax, isn't it?
Well, they're two different revenue streams. One's ad valorem tax.
We're mentioning road tax in this.
This is sales tax they're talking about here.
It says road tax.
Are we talking about sales tax or ad valorem tax?
Sales tax.
They're talking about sales tax. That is not split. That goes to the county.
100% of it does.
100%.
I apologize. I stand corrected.
Anything further? Now, Mr. Kendricks, you were going to say something before the public did.
Thank you for allowing me to speak, Justice Pickett. That's very kind of you. Just a couple things that was mentioned. When you talk about halting bridges and layoffs, is that your plan or the judge's plan? Because nobody up here has said anything to that. There's nothing to substantiate the claims that you just made that is going to happen other than you saying it, which doesn't make it true. And I don't think anybody's talking about halting it. I mean, it's clear to me that over this time period, that roads have been going full speed ahead. They've been going 100 miles an hour, and maybe it's time to come back down a little bit to the speed limit and help out public safety, which hasn't kept up with that. Do you have anything do you have anything to substantiate the claims you just made? I'd be happy to hear them, because if it's a real concern, I'd like to see your data. But if you're just saying things without any data to substantiate it, I find that irresponsible.
Mr. Kendrick, I have considerable experience looking at the numbers. And if you'll go back and look at the county road expenditures versus their revenues over the past 3 years, you will see if you take a $3 million hit to the road fund, it's going to end up being insufficient to fund the personnel cost in county roads.
And those costs can't be shifted over to our dedicated resources of $8 million a year? That's impossible? Are you telling me that? You're not telling me anything?
Mr. Gates?
I would like to make a motion that we table this until next month's meeting. It would give Chris an opportunity, as the rest of the committee members, members to talk to Mr. Ledbetter, whom I think I personally would like to have him here to talk. I think it's appropriate.
I agree.
Good idea.
I agree with that.
One second.
Okay.
Well, let me finish, and then I'll let you take the mic. I support this to an extent, Chris. I think there is some room there. I'm not going to lie, 80-20 is super aggressive, in my opinion. I would ask that maybe you look at that again to see if you think there's a better option. Like I said, that's just my personal opinion, but I do make a motion that we table this the next month so we can have the opportunity to talk to Mr. Ledbetter, dig into the numbers deeper. So that's out there for...
Sure, just to follow up. Like I said, this is a starting point for discussion. Sure. If somebody has major concerns with this number or thinks there's a better number in a plan, bring it forward, make the motions. Anybody can make a motion to change it, so go for it.
I know me personally, and I know that, and I know that you mean that. I think maybe another month of digging, talking might help us make a better decision, if that makes sense. But
we just have to keep in mind the time constraints.
Absolutely. I'm aware.
So we have a motion on the floor and the second to defer this until the next budget.
I don't have a
second.
I thought you seconded. We have a motion on the floor.
I would just like to make a statement. I thought you had seconded as well. But anyway, I just want to make it clear that in a friendly way, that this isn't roads versus public safety. It is something that does need to be looked at. We do have issues with public safety. And unfortunately, crime cannot be controlled. If we could, we wouldn't need the public safety, would we? So, we need to try to keep it friendly. This isn't roads versus public safety. It's for all of the community, all the way around. So, and I second that motion to table this.
All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The motion is, the ordinance 20-blank is deferred and tabled until the next Budget and Finance Committee meeting. Is there anything else to come before the committee tonight? We're adjourned.